This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Sikkim Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who also serves as the Chief Rector of the Sikkim Central University, visited the permanent campus of the university at Yangon in Namchi District. The Governor was accorded a warm welcome by the Vice-Chancellor of the University, Professor Avinash Khare, and its Registrar Lakshman Sharma, along with officers and staff of the University. During the visit, the Governor expressed his pleasure over the establishment of the permanent campus at Yangon. Dwelling upon the significance of the new campus, the Governor remarked on the positivity it embodies, stressing that responsibility would enhance the University's rankings. He also emphasized the importance of teamwork in overcoming obstacles and urged professors, scholars and students to contribute to the society and the community. He encouraged the efforts to establish the university as a premier educational institution, drawing inspiration from the esteemed legacy of the University of Nalanda and Takshila. The Vice-Chancellor presented a brief overview of the university's current status and also the roadmap for its future development. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh said that 5,457 illegal immigrants were found to have settled in Manipur. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said the government has initiated taking biometrics of these illegal immigrants. He said that till the 7th of this month, these illegal immigrants have been found settling in Kamjong district of Manipur, which shares a porous border with Myanmar. The government has decided to deport these immigrants to their country. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister visited the villages affected by hailstorm, accompanied by thunderstorm and rainfall last Sunday. He also visited the special relief camps open for those families affected by the natural calamity. Singh said that 15,800 houses have been damaged. The compensation to the affected families will be dispersed to the concerned MLAs very soon. In Sikkim, District Collector of Pakyong, Tashi Chopel, led a meeting on pre-monsoon readiness in the state. The meeting aimed to strategize for the upcoming monsoon season, focusing on coordination among the departments. Attendees included senior officials from various agencies and departments. The meeting addressed preparedness, highlighted areas needing improvement and collaborative planning to ensure safety and minimize the damage. Discussions emphasized clearing high-risk areas, managing emergencies effectively, and protecting public health. The senior SP and others emphasized enhancing emergency services and coordinating actions to manage disasters efficiently. In Meghalaya, Laban Bengali Boys High Secondary School, Shillong, and St. Mary's High Secondary School, Shillong, secured the top positions in science and commerce streams of this year's High Secondary School Leaving Certificate examinations, the results of which were declared yesterday. Sohan Bhattacharji of Laban Bengali Boys High Secondary School secured the top position in the science stream with a total of 483 marks and letters in English, physics, chemistry, mathematics, alternative English and computer science. In the commerce stream, Ferry Filarisha, one of St. Mary's High Secondary School, secured the first position with a total marks of 472 marks and letters in English, Khasi, Economics, Accountancy, Mathematics and Business Studies. The overall pass percentage in this year's HSSLC science examination is 85.24%, while the overall pass percentage in HSSLC commerce is 80.26%. In Assam, the Assam High Secondary Education Council will announce the results of the Class 12 board examination at 9 a.m. today. All candidates who have appeared in the exam will check their results on the official websites ahsec.assam.gov.in and results.assam.nic.in once announced. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.